You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, November 15th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 3. That's how many longtime conglomerates announced their intentions to break up last week. They are General Electric, Toshiba, and Johnson & Johnson. GE will split into 3 companies, focused on energy and power, healthcare, and aviation. J&J is splitting its pharmaceutical and medical devices businesses from its consumer and over-the-counter business. And Toshiba is also dividing in 3. One part will include its energy infrastructure unit, and another its electronic devices business. The third company will keep the Toshiba name and include basically everything else, such as its 40% stake in a memory chip maker. The new conglomerates these days are the big tech companies. Amazon has businesses ranging from e-commerce to cloud computing to advertising. Alphabet's divisions include Google, Waymo, YouTube, and more. And Microsoft, Apple, and Facebook, which is now called Meta Platforms, all have plenty going on under one roof as well. The next number up is 39%. That's how much S&P 500 earnings per share will be up year over year in the third quarter if the current pace of growth continues through the remainder of this earnings season. Some 85% of the index's market cap has already reported. We're now at the point of earnings season when retailers dominate the daily reports. This week's big names include Walmart and Home Depot on Tuesday. Then Target, Lowe's, and TJX report on Wednesday, followed by Ross Stores on Thursday and Foot Locker on Friday. Non-retail highlights on the earnings calendar this week will include Lucid and Tyson Foods on Monday, Nvidia and Cisco on Wednesday, and Applied Materials on Thursday. Our last number is 66.8. That was the early November reading of the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Survey. It's the lowest the survey result has been since 2011. Consumers say they are less optimistic today than they were even in the spring of 2020 during the worst months of the COVID-19 crisis. That's surprising given the rapid economic growth and the strongest labor market the U.S. has seen in decades. Instead, consumers are choosing to focus on inflation. They're seeing higher and rising prices for homes, cars, and everyday purchases. And that's outweighing the positives of a strong economy and plenty of job opportunities in consumers' minds. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, November 15th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.